Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm going to be your host for the next bit of time here. Sorry about the late start. Apparently, there were some technical difficulties. If you're a regular listener, thank you for being here tonight or whatever time of day it might be where you are. And if you are new to the show, welcome. This show is dedicated to a mystic oracle that reveals that our regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar and a book of ancient wisdom. And if you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, you can cruise around in there and get a little information about the system. We each have a birth card which determines our life path, and we have many other cards, and you can look up your card and you can read about your personal significator cards and all sorts of things. And if you have any questions about that, you can call in on the show and ask me. I'd be happy to answer your questions if I can. And I'm also going to be taking calls for short readings during this time that we're on the air. So if you want to call in, I just need the month and day of your birthday. If you want to know what's going on right now, I need your present age. I also do relationship compatibility, and you'll see on my website that I have a couple of published books. One is Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide, and the newest one is Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. I also have a place on my website where you can sign up for free to get the card of the day. I do not share your email address with anyone. And, you know, there's some information on there about the cards. So you can also email me right now. The email I have open to receive any questions coming in that form is starofthemagi, and that's M-A-G-I, starofthemagi@earthlink.net. So, you know, each and every day of the calendar year is governed by specific card influences, and this system does not lay cards out like fortune telling when we do inquiries. It's really a mathematically based structure that reveals the matrix of time and where we are in time. And each day of the year is associated by a specific card, and each card in the deck has a life path. And so just like we have a life path, the card of each day has a life path. So today's card is the Five of Clubs. And when I look at this, this system embodies astrology and numerology and, you know, the symbology of the cards, of the four suits and the seasons of the year and the elements. And I believe that the four suits represent the four aspects of the human experience, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual, and that would be the hearts and the clubs and the diamonds and the spades. And the playing card deck actually existed prior to the tarot deck. The tarot deck added 22 trump cards onto that, and both are wonderful bodies of wisdom and knowledge. I think one of the things, and I have many tarot decks and tons of card decks, literally. If you have my book or you see my book, all those cards that are in my books, the graphics, are actual playing cards I collected and I loaned them to my publishers to use. You know, today is a Five of Clubs day, and the Five of Clubs represents change in thought. it's a card of adventure because the mind wants to explore. The number five represents experience. And a five birthday, a birthday that is governed by one of the cards that is a five, either a five of hearts or a five of clubs, a five of diamonds or a five of spades, encourages us to explore and experience, to explore and discover and experience, and then take those experiences and share them with others. Not necessarily do anything more than that, because it's not a number that encourages accomplishment, really. This is the energy that moves things, that turns over the rock that looks beneath it, that opens the heart to see what's going on in there, that plays with life in a very dynamic way and is not afraid of change. And I believe that each one of the numbers and each one of the suits is a teacher to us and offers, has an offering for us. Like today, the Five of Clubs has an offering for us. And that card is supported also by other cards. And when I do the card of the day on my website, or if you're on my mailing list, I actually look at the day. I also look at the number of the day. Today is the 29th. That's a 2 and a 9, and it's an 11. I take all those components into consideration, and I also look at the astrological sign. We're in Taurus now, which is ruled by Venus. The Five of Clubs has a life path. So I look at the Venus card to see what is the supporting energy, the energy that moves the day. The Five of Clubs governs the day and infuses it. And the Ace of Spades, which is the planetary card for the day, is the energy that moves the day. So it's sort of like putting a puzzle together or unwrapping a package. It's like the same, both at the same time, you know. Exploring and uncovering the magic that's hidden in each day. Well, each one of us was born on one of these days, and it's the exact same thing. And one of the things that I love so much about this oracle is that, you know, there's a whole lifetime, literally, that's revealed in our life paths. And each one of the cards is like a portal into its own universe. And when we start to learn this system or study who we are in this system, we discover our path of self-mastery. And, you know, when I do readings with people, or I also have coaching programs to do with people that are designed for that very thing, and, you know, very much based on this system, because when we realize who we really are in the deck, then, and the hand that we've been dealt in our life, and the new hands that we're dealt constantly as our cycles change, it really sheds a tremendous amount of light on our experiences and the choices we have before us and the best directions that we can choose to go in. Do I have a caller on the line? Okay. I keep hearing funny little sounds, and I don't know what that is. I haven't heard those before. So, you know, I've been studying this system for almost 20 years, and I always see something new that's revealed to me. And if I look at, you know, the bigger picture of what's going on, and I see how Well, we all know that there is what we refer to as darkness and light in the world, and we categorize things as positive and negative and good and bad, and being in the middle of that paradox and being able to see that, you know, the options that we have with each and every moment, each and every day, and each and every person that we come into contact with is what encouraged me and inspired me to write both of my books and the other two that I'm working on right now. And that is because it's like, I don't know, maybe it's because I just really love numbers. Maybe that's it. My favorite subject in school was math. And that could have something to do with me being a king of diamonds. But I really love numbers. And I think that the language of numbers is fascinating, and we use them to define everything in this physical universe, and we use them to guide us and to structure our lives and our time. And I think there is so much more to them than we often see as a collective, that much can be revealed. And I think anybody that works with math, an astrologer, a numerologist, somebody that works with the cards, a mathematician, scientists, you know, tend to be more aware of that. And I think that it's important for all of us to maybe look at why numbers are here and how they show up everywhere. You can't build a house without numbers. You can't build a piece of furniture without numbers. You have to measure things. We measure everything. We measure our lives. We measure our time. We measure all our physical objects. You know, it's really a fascinating... I didn't know I was going to talk about this. Usually I'm doing readings back to back. But we really do use this language. And the language has many different faces. The way a scientist uses the language may be very different from how a numerologist uses the language. And what's really interesting, I think numbers, okay, I know I'm talking about this. I think numbers are asking for our attention right now. You know, we pay attention to things on a bigger scale, like when the Y2K thing was happening. You know, we associated the year with that, and now there's a lot of energy around the year 2012. And the movie, what was the movie I just saw with Nicolas Cage? Knowing was all about numbers. And there's a TV show called Numbers that's based, you know, it's based on using math for investigation and figuring things out. However, they always bring an element of numerology and sometimes straight out. One show was about numerology. So I feel like when things, I know I have a caller now and I'll be right there, okay? I know that when things show up in the collective like this, that, you know, they want us to be conscious. You know, the numbers are revealing themselves to us, you know, revealing the power that they have and the direction that they have for us. It's really interesting. It's a very interesting time. Do I have a caller?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy I got through. I had tried to talk to you months ago, and I was at the end of a call, at the end of the show. I didn't quite make it in. I think we had like 2 minutes. So I
What's your name?
My name's Deborah Axum, and I'm up here in Ojai, California, and I love the card system, and I bought your book after listening to your show, the one book. I haven't got the relationship book yet. And but I really enjoyed it and enjoy your talk.
Thank you. And thank you for calling. When's your birthday, Deborah?
It's August 27, 1959, Queen of Hearts, with a, I think it, what is it, a 10 of clubs,
Yeah, 10 of clubs planetary ruling card because you're a Virgo.
Right.
Yes, and that's a nice combination of cards.
Yeah, it's not been a bad life.
Well, I would think you would be drawn to really network with people in a big way and people of like mind and even be service-oriented.
Yep. That's the
thing. It's not just the Queen of Hearts. Yeah, these two cards together are the Nine of Diamonds. So those two cards together for you are a Nine of Diamonds relationship. This is a card... Yeah, this is a card that seeks to unite and connect and network and promote and give to other people in a way that makes a difference in their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pretty much just described me and how my life is.
Well, that's the outer relationship. That's a relationship you have with yourself in life, right?
Right.
And then, you know, your inner relationship is guided by tremendous spirituality. And the desire to be accomplished in that way. And discipline is really, really important for you. You know, discipline puts you on your path in a really solid way.
Well,
you find that's true.
Yes, I'm a spiritual counselor. I'm retired right now, but I have been on TV. I have worked in the field quite a while, given many classes, and do astrology and work with color. You may remember me. I sent you to my website once a while back, and you gave me some tips on some changes I made, and then I've changed it again. It was quite a while ago, though. And so I do all those things you just mentioned.
I do remember that, actually.
Yes.
I remember talking to you about that.
And I became disabled. I have a problem with my leg, so I'm no longer doing it. I still do it, you know. You never not do it, but I've just gone, I'm not in the mainstream now. I'm not out there advertising. I'll do TV shows just for fun now, and I still have my site up, but I'm not giving readings anymore at this time.
Well, you know, when you turn 49, maybe even a little before that, your work was meant to change.
Boy, has it ever.
Yeah, well, guess what? I mean, you went into a new 7-year cycle when you had your last... You're 49 years old, right?
Yes, I'm going to be 50 in August. Yeah.
You're going to be 59?
I'm going to be 50 in August. Yeah, I'm 49 right now.
You're 49. Okay,
yeah.
So I did do the math right. I don't trust my simple math. So when you turned 49 on your birthday, in August last year, you went into a new 7-year cycle.
Okay.
And when we go into a new 7-year cycle, this whole cycle is governed by the planet Mercury, and of course, the first year, age 49, is as well. And okay. This is it represents new beginnings. And you've got the Five of Spades sitting in your house, which means, you know, not only did your work change, and it could have been abrupt, it will continue to change.
Okay.
And evolve and change and evolve and change. And the most important thing you can remember, you also have the Three of Spades sitting in your house, so you're probably going in two directions at once. It's like, it's really important for you to do more than one thing.
Okay. I'd like to be busy.
You don't want to get in a place where you think, is it this or that?
Okay.
Is it either or? This is not a time for either or thinking.
Okay.
This is a time for, okay, I'll do that and I'll do that and I'll do that. The only thing you have to be careful of is that you don't burn both ends of the candle at the same time.
Right. I find myself studying more now, and I'm doing a lot of counseling but not charging. You know, people are in, you know how it is right now, a lot of crisis, and they're calling, and so I'm doing it, but in a different form, but I have a lot of time alone, a lot of time with nature, and a lot of time on the internet, just seeing whatever comes. So somehow I'm still really learning a lot, and I don't know where it's all headed, don't know what I'm doing at all.
It's headed somewhere, trust me. And, you know, down the road here, you're going to be writing about where
it's headed. I have three books, so it's so funny, three of them. And one complete but needs to be redone a little, and the other two are vaguely started. So I'm not sure what I'm doing there, but...
Well, Deborah, listen, one of the most important things that I see for you right now is really about your own self-discipline and your self-mastery.
Right.
Very, very, very important. That's got to be the first order
priority
of business.
Yes.
Yes. And from that, things are just coming your way.
Yes. It has. I've been celebrating ever since August last year. That's when everything kind of switched, and I'm in a no-stress period, so I can just be and do whatever that is I'm doing. It has been very nice.
Yes, well, you have multiple influences of the King and Queen of Spades, and these are the two most powerful cards in the deck relative to mastery.
Okay.
And, you know, so with the King, there are usually a lot of shifts in consciousness and perception.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new awareness can open up during this time. So you want to give that your attention.
Yeah.
And then... Also, the Queen is the card of self-mastery.
Okay.
So you have to be careful with her. Because you can just waste your time giving too much.
Yeah. That
you have to have a balance there, because this energy of this Queen, you can really get clear about what it is you want to manifest and hook that up into the, you know.
Yeah.
Bigger network here.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Definitely. Could I ask you a question, another question? Just, I don't know if you have time. Okay. The only other one. I've had a interesting relationship for about 3 years with a Six of Clubs, September 18th, 1960. And I never had a relationship like this. I wouldn't even know how to describe it, but it's intense. It often feels like it's ending. It never ends. And it's not necessarily bad. It's just intense. He does not.
Well, the reason it feels like it's ending is it's a Five of Diamonds relationship.
Oh, okay.
And so there's this element of uncertainty and change moving underneath.
Okay.
This is, I talk about these, you know, I show you how to figure these composites out in my relationship book.
I need to get that one next. Last time I called you, I got the first book, so now I'm calling, so I need to get the relationship book. I guess I call in order here.
You will love the relationship book.
Oh my
God. The feedback I'm getting on that book is amazing. But, so the second, so, you know, and you're Venus to him, which is really yummy. You're also, you're Venus to him twice, and you're Mars to him. So the Venus creates a tremendous amount of love, and men like their Venus card. And then the Mars, you know, creates the sexual chemistry.
Right.
I mean,
and also,
too much
I think
Mars.
In our secondary cards, I think he's moon to me, or I mooned him in the second part.
No.
No, you don't.
Not the way I do this.
Okay.
No.
So it's the Venus and the Mars, because it's definitely, I've never experienced anything, you know, like what we have. But boy, it is always changing and it is intense, but there is a deep love. I mean, it always seems like
Well, were you listening? Huh? Sorry.
It always seems like it's ending, but it doesn't. And then it just goes to another level, you know?
Yeah, and that's the Five of Diamonds.
Okay.
You know, did you hear me earlier in the show when I was talking about the five energy?
No, but I know some about it because my birthday, just in numerology, adds up to a five. So I've read a lot about five energy, but not with the cards. And
okay.
I know a little bit about that.
Well, you're the relation, the first relationship card of your connection is the Five of Diamonds. So the relationship has to continuously change. That's its nature.
Okay.
And that's what keeps it out. So in the book, I tell you how to nurture your relationship, the things it needs, and I show you how to combine your spirit card, your soul card, your birth card, and your planetary ruling card. And
ooh,
I tell you the difference
that
in each.
And get off.
And I, you know, I show you how those influences manifest.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds great. I'll go right when we get off. I'll run and order it and have it delivered.
Okay. All right, Deborah, thank you so much for your time,
and I'm glad we got to talk, and thanks for your great advice.
Yes, I'm glad you got through. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. So, Saji, I think this is how I pronounce your name in Montreal. I got your email. And you have this December 17th birthday, which means you are the Ace of Clubs. Thank you for listening. This is your first time listening to the show. I don't know if you're familiar with the system. You can go on my website, starofthemagi.com, and read about your cards. You are the Ace of Clubs birthday, and the Ace of Clubs is driven by the desire for love and the desire to know and the desire to understand relationships. And your spirit card, who you are inside, and your soul card, which represents the gifts you bring with you into this life, are both the Two of Hearts. So there is a part of you that is constantly longing to be in union with another. It's really, really important for you. You're driven by this desire. And you're curious, and you're so intelligent, and your mind is so quick. And you move so fast from the moment you wake up until the moment you pass out. Because you've probably been going all day. You're just full of amazing energy. Now, you are 56, and this is really an exciting time to do this, because at 56, you go into a new 7-year cycle, you go into a new 4-year cycle, you go into a new 56-year cycle, a new 28-year cycle. Let's see, your planetary ruling card is the 3 of Diamonds, which is a very out-of-the-box, unique, exciting, creative energy. So let's just look at what's going on here for you in this 7-year cycle, because this just began in December on your birthday, and this time is ruled by Venus. You're going to have a huge change in your life probably next year. There's a very strong desire for the depth of love in relationship right now. If you're in a relationship, it needs to go deeper. If you're not, you really desire to create the foundation for that. You could be moving next year when you turn 57. There's a lot of energy around a huge shift happening for you. There could be some sort of change in family with a person, and that could be someone moving on or something like that. So let me look at your 56-year cycle. If there was loss, there is a spiritual awakening. Let's see here. Okay, so this first period of time after your birthday was probably a little bit challenging for you. Maybe things weren't going the way you wanted them to, possibly around work or finances or something. You have a tremendous amount of creativity to draw on and could be guided actually right now to create a new stream of income or a new kind of work or business through some sort of creative expression. It could even be writing. If you feel the desire to write, let yourself do that, if for no other reason than the sheer joy of the expression. Be on the lookout for a person of power that can really boost you into something greater. Some sort of wish is to be fulfilled here. And the key to opening this door is for you to give of yourself in some way, perhaps to someone younger. There may be a challenge with a younger male, a challenge for you relative to a young man, a very sweet, intelligent young man. And where are you sitting here? Jupiter. It's really important for you to have all of your legal or financial stuff in order, and anything you haven't taken responsibility for, you need to do that immediately. Okay? Forgiveness is, if it's in order somewhere along the line, in the present or from the past, very, very important for you right now. Tremendous liberation comes with that. And if it's forgiving yourself, that's even more liberating. spirituality, some sort of path that nurtures your spirit or creative expression that does that is very, very important for you. And I feel like it's really, 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 really important for you to spend time in nature. It seems that right now that would be the most grounding force for you. So I hope that's helpful. If you have any questions about what I said, just pop me another email. I'm watching. And thank you for sending your email. Oh, one more thing I want to say about you. You were born on an 8-day, 1 and 7. The 17th is an 8. And those of us, I'm born on the 8th of April, those of us that are born on 8 days often create problems for ourselves. We make our own obstacles. It's like we make them up so we can conquer them or something. So just be aware of that. Just be aware of that. And know that right now, any challenges that you have relative to relationship of any kind, or loss in a relationship or the ending of one, is a huge spiritual initiation for you right now. So if anyone wants to call in, I have time for another reading on the phone, and I'm more than happy to do that. The reason I do this show is just to introduce people to the card system, because the wisdom in here is just bizarre. It's so amazing. It's like, where are these people looking from that they could see where we were, you know, the matrix of time? You know, do we have choice? Yes. Well, how far does that go? What is destiny? You know, the cards of destiny. The plain deck holds our destiny. And, you know, then we have to ask, what does that word mean? You know, there are so many ideas about that. Destiny. Do we have free will? I think we have free will and we have a destiny. I am 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Destiny is an eight of hearts. The power of love. Jupiter and Neptune. Neptune is the unseen and the unknown. So, I believe that when our free will aligns perfectly and intentionally with conscious awareness, with our destiny, that's when, you know, we manifest. And that's a moment, and another moment, and another moment, because every moment we're making those choices. You know, somebody was asking me about the art of manifestation earlier today, and my thinking on this is just that, you know, when we're in alignment with who we really are and what is really present for us in the moment, which is what the system reveals, then poof, things materialize. I think I have a caller. Hello? Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Sharon, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's this?
My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I was just hearing a little bit of your last caller. I'm new to BBS, and I'm going to be 56, and I'm really looking for new cycles. It sounds like I might be up for some. Do you need my birthday?
Yes, you are. Yeah, what's your birthday?
7/12/53.
7/12?
12, right.
July 12th.
That's right.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you on Skype?
No, I'm on a regular landline. My computer's off. I'll just try and speak loud. I'm sorry you can't hear me.
Okay, well, I can hear you. It's just a little tricky. So you are born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes.
And the July 12th is the Three of Diamonds. And let's see. And the Nine of Spades. Wow. You are very creative and very sensitive. Yes?
Well, yes.
Have you given yourself permission? Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
I interrupt you. I think we have a little delay.
Okay.
Okay, so let me tell you what I see in your cards in your seven-year cycle. This is a time when you are beginning a completely new relationship with yourself. And, you know, there's a... I don't know if you have tapped into your creativity, but you're sitting in the house of mental creativity and the writer's card, and that card is also behind you, just like giving you a little push. Like, okay, come on, let's put our ideas into form. So you're, when you, see, you're not, you may be starting to feel this energy now as you get closer to, because I'm looking at the 50, at your 7-year cycle, okay? And
yeah.
So when you come into this 7-year cycle, it's going to be really, really powerful. And it's important for you to really give yourself, create a structure. This is so important because you're in the Saturn line here. You need to create a structure for yourself. I mean, the creativity is like off the charts. And you, manifesting who you are, is your father alive?
No, he's not.
Okay. Because you have a lot of good fortune coming your way. And it could be either, I don't know how this is going to happen. Is your mother alive?
No.
Nobody's alive. Okay.
No. I know my father came to me a while ago and asked if he could help me in my life. This was after.
Okay, well, when you turn 56, you know, especially 56, 57, 58, 59, bingo. I mean, listen to me. Do you have a desire to create something?
Yes. I was sitting in the park trying to paint a landscape today and wondering if I have a creative bone in my body. I copy really well. I was, you know, repressed as a child, so I can't get to my creativity. I have created a dance in my town, a community dance. It's a terrific thing. People love it, but I can't get enough people to support it. I'm ready to be creative, but I'm also struggling with, you know, my childhood that was really repressed, and I'm really hoping that I can get beyond that.
No, that was the next topic at hand. First of all, the Three of Diamonds, which is your birth card, has one of the most difficult childhoods of all the cards.
Okay.
There are a few cards that really get slam dunk as kids. And let me tell you something. It's karmic. You may want to wonder, what did I do to those people?
Right.
In another life. Because, first of all, when you get here, you feel like somebody dropped you off on the wrong planet. Nobody understands you. And, you know, it's hard to relate. And
yes.
So you have, when you turn 56, you have the Seven of Hearts sitting in your house, and that is a card of forgiveness.
Okay.
And the woman that called earlier, Deborah, her planetary ruling card is the Three of Diamonds, so she has the same influence in her 56, in her 7-year cycle. So you need to know that it's really, really important for you to, through, you know, compassion, which comes from understanding and the choice to do that, forgive the people mm-hmm. from your childhood.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being guided to do that. It's becoming easier. Go ahead.
Well, it's a decision. It's simply a decision. You know, moment by moment we make a decision. And you just have to decide that you're going to forgive, because the Ace of Hearts is sitting in your other house, and it says, let's have a new relationship with ourselves. And the Five of Hearts behind that saying, absolutely, I'm going to change everything.
Good.
So destiny is a calling, and it wants to take you for quite a sweet ride.
That's wonderful.
And the end result, yes, it is. And the end result, but all you just have to do your part, and you're being asked to forgive. And so if you make that decision, that choice, then, and there's a lot going on about the Father with that, apparently, when I look at the 56-year cycle, I'm telling you, there's a pot of gold that wants to find its way to you. So
you
just need to be open and say, okay, you got the Ten of Diamonds all over you. So, you know, play the lotto.
Okay. this was, I think we're coming to the end of your show. I just want to say thank you. You are terrific, and this is really helping me.
I'm so glad you called, Pat. I'm so glad.
I am very, very glad and grateful. Thank you so much.
Okay, let me know what happens.
I will. I'll call you again. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And Saji sent me another email. You are, oh, my goodness. Okay. That's great. You're very welcome. Esme, sorry, I'm at the end of my show, and I know you have a question here of a lasting romantic relationship in the upcoming year. I can't look at that right now. Maybe you want to send me this email again next week. Is there any such thing as a lasting relationship, romantic? Okay, so, can tell how I think about those things. I want to thank you all for listening. Much love to everybody, and please tune in again. I'll be back, not next week, but the week after that. I'm just doing my show twice a month now, and the second and fourth Wednesdays. You can always contact me by email. I do private readings, and I am going to offer quite a gigantic special for personal readings in May because of the economy. I'm actually taking $100 off my reading. So I love you all, and have a fabulous 2 weeks, and feel free to contact me. Bye.